All right, now let's move on to, we have some other housing items here this morning. Do you want to take them individually?
706 is separate, then we'll do 707 through 714
okay,
together.
Take 706 first, and then the rest is a package.
706, authorize the purchase of property located at 5020 North Interstate Avenue at a price not to exceed $2 million to support the development of affordable housing.
Thank you, Mayor. A key element of the community-led North and Northeast neighborhood strategy is the acquisition of land or land banking for the purposes of developing much-needed affordable housing in the interstate urban renewal area. Before Council today is the first step in fulfilling this promise to the community by the acquisition of this parcel on North Interstate, which will support the development of at least 50 new units of affordable housing. Housing which, under our newly adopted preference policy, will give former displaced residents and those at risk of displacement priority access to housing. Here to talk more about this is our Assistant Housing Director, Javier Mena, and Carl Dinkelspiel, I guess.
Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning, Mayor, Commissioners. I'll be very, very brief. Commissioner Salzman pretty much took everything that I was going to say. It is part of the first step in terms of the North-Northeast Initiative and the $3 million that was set aside for land banking. And what you have in front of you is one of the final products of the work that the staff has been doing in regard to land acquisition. And so we hope that once we acquire this parcel that we'll make it available as soon as possible for development. And Carl is going to speak very briefly in terms of what's there right now and what are next steps.
Good morning, Mayor, Commissioners. Carl Dinkelspiel, Senior Program Manager at the Portland Housing Bureau. As Javier said, I will be brief. Property, as you know, is located at 5020 North Interstate Avenue. It's about 20,000 square feet. Currently zoned EXD. We've done some site investigation on it, obviously not owning it. We don't know everything about the parcel. We do know that there are three buildings there with various commercial businesses. Two of them we know for sure will be out fairly soon after we acquire the property. And the third, a convenience store, will continue to negotiate with that tenant to have them vacate the property as soon as possible. There's some environmental concerns, which we already know about. We've had an environmental site assessment that was done in 2015. We know that it used to be a gas station on at least some of the site. A number of the tanks have been cleaned up. However, we feel that there are still some additional soil contamination we'll have to address. And we also know that there's some lead and asbestos in the existing buildings that we'll have to address. None of those we feel are major issues, something that's well within the realm of our capacity to clean up and address and have affordable housing development on the site. I'm happy to take questions if you have any.
So your assumption is that this site will be fully redeveloped, that none of the existing buildings are going to remain?
Absolutely, yes. We intend to tear them all down.
Okay. Questions? Easy. Thank you.
Okay.
Anyone want to speak on this purchase? Okay. Is that a yes? Okay.
Good morning, City Council. My name is Mary Rose Lenore Ng. I'm speaking on measure number 706 to authorize the purchase of the property located at 5020 North Interstate Avenue at a price not to exceed $2 million to support the development of affordable housing. The ordinance is introduced by Commissioner Saltzman, who I suggested wear a superhero cape. One thing I don't understand is how we missed the Victorian housing movement to put humans in shelters. I think this happened 100 years ago or more. I don't know what happened to the Americans. Maybe they didn't know about that. They had workhouses. They weren't always humane. They weren't always warm and lovely places. But I'm confused why our American culture cannot develop into sheltering. And another thing I'm confused about is why we missed the Cold War. Because all over Europe, if you're a student of architecture, you can see these sometimes hideous, sometimes referred to as brutalist Cold War housing institutions, which were sometimes demolitioned, sometimes not properly built. But with this kind of potential development, I want adherence to the principle that all human beings need housing. We don't need 5 units when we really need 5,000. We really do need to start crunching numbers and statistics about what is our expected population boom, how many people are going to be falling prey to this development speculation market, which is raising rents and pushing people into cramped conditions. And so with this purchase, I do want to echo what the Lightning Watchdog think tank has uttered regarding concerns about property speculation, whether or not that is the best allocation of funds. I don't at this time have a judgment as to whether it is, but if those $2 million could be used to pay for humanitarian aid style tents that would be suitable for a United Nations humanitarian aid type catastrophe, that might be a better emergency implementation of the budget. And what I'm concerned with is, when is the outcome of this going to happen? When are we going to see fruition in the housing? When are we going to have a human in a building? And then furthermore, of course, you know, I care about social structure. But this term land banking I do find fascinating, because I'm willing to stay optimistic, and I'm willing to see that we have a bright new future ahead where we are not going to have this intense, devastating, catastrophic crisis. So I hope you give it the seriousness we need, because I think we are going to need to move to bodies on a more international level to get some investigation of the appalling humanitarian crisis.
Okay. Thank you very much. Okay, let's take a vote, please. Roll call.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Well, I want to thank Javier Mena and Carl Dinkelspiel for being on the lookout for opportunities like this property presents. And this will be much-needed housing that will help prevent displacement and provide people the ability to return to North and Northeast Portland. Aye.
Novick?
Aye.
Ritz?
Good work. Thank you. Aye.
Ailes?
Good work. Aye. Okay.